WMFO Medford. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm Vin Maganzini, and for the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing acoustic music and then freeform music. The name of this program, this particular episode, is Count Out the Vote. The country's counting the votes, and we're all at the edge of our seats. Who will win the presidential election? Did you vote? I certainly hope you did. The show will begin right after this PSA. And remember, you are listening to commercial-free, free-form WMFO Medford.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just, throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
And your friends right here at WMFO. There's all kinds of food pantries throughout the city of Medford. There's many micro food pantries. And if you have extra food, stop by and drop off whatever you don't need. And if you need food, make sure you pick up whatever you need. That message brought to you by your friends here at WMFO Medford. And now, right at the start, right after my friend the Toad does three croaks, we'll start the program. This is WMFO Medford.
Yeah. But the dirty woods and muddy cells will soon be judged insane. So only stop and rest yourself till you are off again. And take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. Maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. Now tell me of the ones you saw as far as you could see. Across the plain from field to town, marching to be free. And of the rusted prison gates that tumbled by degree, like laughing children, one by one, who look like you and me. Then take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your crooked rainbow trail, from dancing cliff edge, shattered sills of slandered shackled jails. But the voices drift up from below as the walls are being scaled. And all of this and more, my friend, your song shall not be failed. Then take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. tell old Bill when he comes home this morning. Tell old Bill when he comes home this evening. Tell old Bill when he comes home to leave them downtown girls alone this morning, this evening so soon. Old Sal was baking bread this morning. Old Sal was baking bread this evening. Old Sal was baking bread when she found out that her Bill was dead this morning, this evening so soon. She said, oh no, it can't be so. This morning, oh no, it can't be so this evening. She said, oh no, it can't be so. My Bill left home about an hour ago this morning, this evening so soon. Brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon this morning. They brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon this evening. Well, you know they brought Bill home in a hurry-up wagon. His arms, his legs, his feet were dragging this morning, this evening so soon. Tell old Bill when he comes home this morning. Tell old Bill when he comes home this evening. Yes, tell old Bill when he comes home to leave them downtown girls alone this morning, this evening so soon.
We heard Thirsty Boots by Eric Anderson, and then Bob Dylan's version of Thirsty Boots, and we just heard This Evening So Soon from Bob Dylan. Also, that song, This Evening So Soon, is from Volume 10 of the Bootleg series by Bob Dylan, and I think it's a wonderful song. If you listen to the vocals, the way Bob Dylan sings it is very impressive. It's like he's a character in a play or a musical, and it's very expressive and very beautiful. Just indulge me for a second and listen to how he sings this part about finding out the news of the death of a loved one. Check it out.
no. It can't be so this evening. She said, oh no, it can't be so. My Bill left home about an hour ago this morning. This evening, so soon.
So she said that Bill left home about an hour ago this morning. And then if you listen here, Bill does come home. He's dead. He's in a wagon. And check out the way Bob Dylan sings this part. Again, very expressive and very forlorn.
Well,
we'll hear this one
Bill
bit and then we'll break through the acoustic
wagon this morning.
Check this out.
They brought Bill home in a hurry up wagon this evening. Well, you know they brought Bill home in a hurry up wagon. His arms, his legs, his feet were dragging this morning. This evening, so soon. So soon.
And so soon, we cut through the acoustic ceiling, and we'll do that with this one. And I have a question for you. Will you be my Valentine?
Well, I had skin like leather and the diamond hard look of a cobra. I was born blue and weathered, but I burst just like a supernova. Well, I walked like Brando right into the sun, danced just like a Casanova. Now with my black jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my duds like a Harley and Heat. But when I popped down the street, I could hear its heartbeat. And all the women fell back. Don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cries nickels for your pity. And the gasoline boys downtown, they sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city. Well, I was the king of the alley. I could talk a trash. I was the prince of the pauper's crown downtown. The beggar's bash. I was a pinch main prop, but I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with the luck to lose. And when the heat came down, it was left on the ground. The devil appeared like Jesus through the steam in the street, showing me a hand I knew even the cops couldn't beat. I felt his hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a boy out on the street. And the stages of the subway sit just like the living dead. The tracks clack out the rhythm, their eyes fix straight ahead. They ride the line of balance and hold on by just a thread. It's too hot in these tunnels, you can get hit up by the heat. I get up to get out at the next stop, and they push me down in the seat. The heart starts beating faster as I struggle to my feet. And I get out of that hole, and I'm back up on the street. Oh, and the cripple on the corner knows I don't pay for no pity. And them gasoline boys, yeah, they sure talk pretty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city.
drop the load.
I care about you in every way I can. You know I'm troubled, but I know you can understand. I'm sorry for the strain. No one prepares you for the way in which things change. But you've been amazing, saw me through my darkest stage. And you always forgave me, and now you love me just the same. It means the most, I hope you know. And I hope you know that I think about you in every single way. You're more familiar to me, more and more each day. I cry in front of you, and it's very necessary, babe. I will care about you in every way I can.
Right there is Rex Orange County with Every Way. Really beautiful vocal. You can tell you listen to a lot of Stevie Wonder and Billy Joel back in the day. That's Rex Orange County with Every Way. At the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of all the songs you heard on this very program. And right now, here's one. It sounds like it was written for these times. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Jolt and Joe has left and gone away. Remember, this is about count the vote. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go.
You say this is Robinson, Georgia, Joe.
Needles and Pins by The Searchers. Now here's Paul Weller doing the same song.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I love. And I knew I had to run away. Oh, get down on my knees and pray. Because of all my pride. She will see just how to say please. Oh, get down on her knees. Still there begin those needles and pins of because of all my pride. Tears I've got to hide. She will see just how to say please. Yeah, and get down on her knees. And still there begin those needles and pins of. Oh, still there begin those needles and pins of.
Lovely vocal there by Paul Weller. That's a song called Needles and Pins, and it's a bonus track from the Studio 150 album that Paul Weller released. Studio 150 had a lot of great music on it. He does music by Bob Dylan, he does music by the Carpenters, and he does this one by Neil Young.
Thank you.
Elton John right there, and of course he's been loving you, baby, for a long time. We love his music. He's been around for a long, long time. Thank you, Elton John. That's going out to Mike on the mic. Mike can be heard every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock right here on this very radio station. Mike on the mic on 91.5 WMFO.org and 91.5 FM. That's where you can tune in if you're in the Boston area. 855-915-9636 will get you a request played. Just call us at 855-915-9636 and we'll play anything that you want to hear. Right now, this is a song by a group called Belle and Sebastian. It's a real groove song. The more you listen to it, the more you like it. And by the end of the song, it turns into a Velvet Underground type song. It's really wonderful. Check it out. It's called The Roller Coaster Ride.
Oh,
And Belle and Sebastian finishes the program with I Don't Love Anyone, but in fact, all the songs I play are love songs, and it's time for the rundown. You heard the following selections on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started the program off with Eric Anderson with his song called Thirsty Boots. That's from his record called Waves. Then we heard Bob Dylan's version of Thirsty Boots. We heard him sing it from his Volume 10, the bootleg series, of course. We then followed that up with Bob Dylan's This Evening, So Soon from Bob Dylan's Number 10, the bootleg series. Bruce Springsteen was in there from his collection of recordings called Tracks. We heard It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City. Then it was Blind Faith with Presence of the Lord from the legendary Blind Faith album. Rex Orange County gave us Every Way from Pony. That's a fairly new release. It only came out a matter of months ago. Then from Old Friends, we heard Simon and Garfunkel with Mrs. Robinson. And that's a live rendition from their Old Friends release. Then it was The Searchers, going back many, many years. It's from a British Invasion CD I came across called British Invasion Gold. It's Needles and Pins, followed up with Paul Weller doing Needles and Pins from the Studio 150 record, but that one was from his bonus tracks from the Studio 150. I had to play something by Studio 150, so I played Birds. It's a Neil Young song, and Paul Weller does a fantastic version of it. So it was Birds by Paul Weller from Studio 150. After that was Elton John. We heard I've Been Loving You from Rear Masters, and that was for Mike on the Mic. Then it was a couple by Belle and Sebastian. It was The Roller Coaster Ride from The Boy with the Arab Strap. And the final song was Belle and Sebastian doing I Don't Love Anyone from their release Tiger Milk. Thank you all for listening to my program. In the future, if you want to hear something on this program, call 855-915-9636 and I'll play anything that you want to hear. Before I go, though, I do want to read one very inspiring thing that George Lucas, the director, actually wrote, or said, I should say. And this is it. I think you'll like it. Check it out. He said this right around the time of the release of Star Wars, and it's pretty neat. For George Lucas, the idea of Star Wars offered a different, even higher calling. I realized there was another relevance that is even more important. Dreams and fantasies, getting children to believe there is more to life than garbage and killing and all the real stuff like stealing hubcaps. That you can still sit and dream about exotic lands and strange creatures. Once I got into Star Wars, it struck me that we had lost all that. A whole generation has grown up without fairy tales. You just don't get them anymore. And that's the